From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with a violinist whose name is not quite as well known in jazz rock fusion as, say, Jean-Luc Ponty, but his playing is comparable to that of Jean-Luc. From Poland, Michal Urbaniak. He released several outstanding fusion albums in the 70s, before turning to more contemporary jazz sounds in the 80s and 90s. We'll turn to what I believe is his debut LP from 1970, Paratyphus B, with Adam Makovits on electric piano, Pavel Jarzebski on bass, Czesław Bartkowski drums, Branislav Kovicev congas, and Michal's wife Ursula Dudziak on vocals. This is the closing cut of Side B, Sound Pieces. Ha ha ha!
We'll be right back.
Mikhail Urbaniak on violin, leading his group through Sound Pieces from the LP Paratyphus B, released on the German Spiegelei label in 1970. We'll continue on with jazz rock fusion and venture into the mid-70s for this set, and we'll begin with the Tony Williams Lifetime. In my opinion, this release was not Tony's best fusion album. It's okay, but it pales in comparison to previous albums like Emergency and later work like Believe It and Million Dollar Legs. Actually, these sessions were not released when they were first recorded. They were not released until several decades later, in fact. The album The Lost Wildlife Sessions, recorded in Stockholm in 1974. Tony Williams on drums, Alan Holdsworth on guitar, Webster Lewis, keyboards, Jack Bruce, bass, and Laura Logan on vocals. The vocal tracks are what kill this release, in my opinion. So we'll listen to one of the two instrumental cuts, Hot and Sticky. A short but powerful track from a short-lived fusion band from Australia, Mackenzie Theory, fronted by guitarist Rob Mackenzie. This particular lineup also featuring Clive Pierce on electric viola, Mike Liedebrand bass, and Andy Majewski on drums. Sessions recorded live in the studio in 1973. The album Out of the Blue, we heard the title track. That album was reissued in the early 90s on CD on the Australian Mushroom label. Before that, the really long piece you heard in the set came from Santana. In the mid-70s, Carlos Santana was very much a part of the jazz rock fusion scene. Sadly, his fusion albums have not fared as well commercially when compared to some of his more mainstream rock releases. From 1973, the album Welcome, that particular track featuring Tom Koster and Richard Kermode on keyboards, Doug Rausch bass, Michael Shreve drums, and Armando Peraza on percussion, in addition to Santana's awesome guitar work, the track Flame Sky. And we began the set with the Tony Williams Lifetime, recorded in Sweden in 1974, Hot and Sticky, one of the redeeming tracks on this adequate album. The album The Lost Wildlife Sessions. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about the show, as well as streaming audio of this and previous episodes, by visiting our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Jazz Progressions, show number 1712. We'll turn to some classic late 60s free jazz to wrap up the hour, and one of the pioneers of the free jazz movement, saxophonist Faro Sanders. On this track, Faro will be featured not only on tenor sax, but also piccolo flute and vocals. And he's joined by Sonny Chirac on guitar, Dave Burrell, piano, Henry Grimes, bass, Roger Blank, drums, and Nat Bettis on percussion. This originally appearing on Faro's 1967 Impulse release, Tawid. This is Upper and Lower Egypt.
Thank you.
Upper and Lower Egypt. Pharaoh Sanders on flute, sax, and voice. Like many spiritually minded free jazz artists of the time, turning to Africa for inspiration. That originally appearing on his album Tawid, an impulse release from 1967. You can also find it on a best of compilation of his work for that label, the album Pharaoh Sanders, The Impulse Story, containing four tracks, two of them quite long. A nice introduction to some of the classic recordings of this iconic free jazz pioneer, Pharaoh Sanders. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.